I wonder if I was to go around and ask people, where is your treasure? How you would reply? Would you be able to just, this is where my treasure is? Or would it, haven't really thought about that. Wonder where my treasure is. And sometimes when we think about, where is our treasure, our picture, our image in our head is of money. And we automatically start to think about that. And maybe for some folks that is the case. The treasure is simply their bank balance. And we have this picture of, if you can think of Scrooge, Charles Dickens' character Scrooge, just counting his money but never using it. Just counting it more and more, bringing it in, counting it again, making sure it's all there, counting it and just having it and holding it. Ask Scrooge, Ebenezer or Scrooge, where his treasure was, he would show you the safe where it was kept. Where's your treasure? But our treasure may not be in the money itself. Our treasure may actually be in what we use our money for. So why do we gather up that money? So that we can do all these different things. And maybe that's where our treasure is. Maybe that's where our focus is. Somebody has said, the movement of our money can indicate the movement of our hearts. The movement of our money can indicate the movement of our hearts. And I struggled about what that meant. The movement of money indicates the movement of our hearts. And I thought, a good exercise would actually be to look at a bank account, look at the credit card statement, and see what direction your money is moving in. Because the direction your money's moving in is a fair indicator of the direction your heart is moving in. It may be to have that new, bigger, better car or house. It may be to put it into leisure and relaxation. It may be that we want to leave something for our children, and none of these things is wrong. But when it becomes our overall consuming passion in life, that's where our treasure is. The direction of your money reflects the direction of your heart. When these things take priority over God's place in our lives, we need to be careful. Jesus told this story, which Jude read for us, of a farmer. A farmer who obviously works hard. A farmer who obviously has a good farm of land, and it's productive. And he does very well. He does extremely well. He does so well that he just doesn't have the space to store all that he harvests. And so he builds bigger barns to store it all up. If your business prospers, it's not a bad thing. If you get that promotion and the pay rise that goes along with it, it's not a bad thing. If whatever investments you have increase in value, that's not a bad thing. If a farmer is productive, it's not a bad thing. This farmer is not called a fool for being productive. We need productive farms. We need profitable businesses. We need people with heads who can do these things. He's not called a fool for being productive. He's called a fool because of where his treasure is. Why does he build up all these barns? Why does he fill them to bursting? So that he can take life easy, eat, drink, and be merry. He stores up for himself with no thought for God. He stores up for himself with no thought for eternity. Relaxing, eating, drinking, having fun, that's my life. That's what those full barns are for. There's where my treasure is. The movement of your money indicates the movement of your heart. So Jesus challenges us. Our youth fellowship here has this lovely and often intriguing name of just MTT. MTT. And it simply stands for more than this. There's more than this. Jesus looks at this man building his huge barns to overflowing so that he can just have fun. And he says, there's more than this. There's more than this. Do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. And listen, life is more than food. Life is more than this. And the body is more than clothes. The body is more than this. And Jesus says, look around you. Go for a walk. Look at the ravens. You don't see them losing sleep, worrying about what they will eat or wear. Look at the beautiful flowers in the field. You are more valuable than birds. You are more valuable than flowers in a field. Jesus is not teaching irresponsibility. You could read this as, just don't care. Don't worry about it. Don't think. Jesus is not teaching irresponsibility, but he is challenging our priorities. He is asking us to look at where our treasure is. Where is your treasure? Isn't it interesting that we can spend so much time worrying and being anxious about what we will eat and what we will wear, and so little time about eternity? We worry about the next meal that we get, which will keep us going for a few hours, a few days. We worry about the clothes we will put on our backs, but we give little thought to eternity. Jesus says there is more than this. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. In a few moments' time, we will have the offering, which is part of our service. Sometimes it's seen as a sort of an intermission in the middle of a service. Whew, just relax. But it's actually part of our service. It's part of our worship. Reminding us that what we have in our pockets is given to us by God, and so we give. That giving is very much part of our service. It's a reminder. The movement of our money reflects the movement of our hearts. And we give to God. Jesus said, you know, you can have stacks of stuff. You can store up things and not be rich towards God. You're rich towards God when you realize that our chief end, our main purpose, is to glorify God and enjoy him forever, not to glorify things and enjoy them for a short time, which is what we're tempted to do. Surround ourselves with things, with stuff, glorify it, enjoy it for a few short years, and we are not rich towards God. We are rich towards God when we realize the abundance that we have in Jesus Christ, not in stuff. We are rich towards God when we give generously. You know, one of the great joys of being in Ballywillan is the generous heart of this congregation. Every time there is an appeal for something outside of ourselves, folks just rally around, and it's wonderful. There's a shed load of stuff out the back here going to Swaziland, Eswatini. Hopefully this week it will head off to the container, because you folks have been generous. Generously giving time and time again. And this morning there's another opportunity to do that. In the bulletin this morning, the bulletin in the pew, there should be this letter from our moderator, which is just laying out the details of an appeal to help in the aftermath of Cyclone Idai. You can read about it there. One of the ways that we show our richness towards God is that God loosens our grip on our wallets, our credit cards, and we give generously. The movement of your money reflects the movement of your heart. These envelopes are available for the moderator's appeal. Please respond. Please respond. And bring this envelope back on the next Sunday or two so that we can help people that we may never, ever meet, but people who have lost literally everything. You've seen the pictures. Folks standing with nothing, not even family. The movement of your money reflects the movement of your heart. Where's your treasure? It's a sad thing that we tend to view people as successful in life by the amount of stuff that they manage to accumulate. And so we look at people who have huge amounts of stuff and we say, they've been successful. They've been successful. They're really alive. They're really living. They know what it is. Look at how well they've got on. Listen to what Jesus says is living. John chapter 17. Now this is eternal life. This is life. That they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. This is life. This is living. Not the accumulation of stuff. That's what this poor man in this parable did. Accumulated all the stuff and it was for nothing. Jesus said, here's life. This is eternal life. To know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. Elijah. There's no God like Jehovah. God is God. Or is something or someone else God in your life? Where's your treasure? Do not expect something or someone else to be to you what only God can be. And that's what we do when we put our trust in our stuff. When we put our trust in a political ideology, whatever that may be. When we put our trust in an economic setup, whatever it may look like, we're saying, here's my God. The days of Elijah, God is God. Where is your treasure? And are you rich? You rich towards God? Let's pray together. Lord, you have blessed us in so many, many different ways. And as we look around the world, we realize, Lord, how much you have given to us, entrusted to us. So help us, we pray, to know where our treasure truly is and to trust you with all that you have entrusted to us. And we ask it in Jesus' name.